Exploring Next, Episode 325. The AI system looked fine. Uptime green, latency normal, and it was wrong for weeks before anyone noticed. Today, we're asking whether enterprises are measuring the wrong thing entirely.
My skepticism here is actually about the framing more than the problem. The problem is real, but this piece positions behavioral telemetry like it's a novel idea. And honestly, distributed systems people have been talking about semantic correctness monitoring for years. What's new is just that LLMs make the failure modes weirder and harder to see.
Okay, but Cody, does it matter if the idea is new if enterprises aren't actually doing it? The article is pretty specific. Prometheus isn't going to catch a retrieval layer returning content that's 6 months stale. That's not a theoretical gap.
No, it's not theoretical. And the four failure patterns the author names are genuinely useful to have labeled. Context degradation, orchestration drift, silent partial failure, automation blast radius. That last one especially. In traditional software, a localized bug stays local. In an agentic pipeline, one bad inference early in the chain propagates through every downstream step. The cost stops being technical and becomes organizational. That's real.
That blast radius framing is actually what I think will land with enterprise buyers. Because the people signing off on AI infrastructure aren't scared of a crashed pod. They're scared of a confident wrong answer that touched 12 business decisions before anyone caught it.
Right, and that's where the monitoring stack gap is actually sharp. The article makes the distinction cleanly. You can have latency within SLA, error rate flat, throughput normal, and the system is simultaneously falling back to cache context after a tool call degrades. None of that trips a Datadog alert. It's not that Datadog is broken. It was built to answer a different question.
So who's actually positioned to sell the answer to this? Because I look at this and I think this is a tooling gap that someone fills. And the adoption barrier is weird. The teams that need this most are probably the teams least likely to have the budget or the mandate to build a behavioral telemetry layer from scratch.
The organizational piece is actually what I think is underplayed in the article. There's this line about how semantic failure needs an owner, and without one, it accumulates. That's the real problem. You've got model teams, platform teams, data teams, application teams, all with clean separation. When the system is operationally up, but behaviorally wrong, nobody owns it clearly. That's not a tooling problem. That's a reporting structure problem.
I'd push back slightly on that. I think the tooling and the ownership problem are linked. If you don't have instrumentation that surfaces behavioral drift, there's nothing concrete for a team to own. The accountability gap exists partly because the signal doesn't exist yet.
That's fair. You can't own what you can't see. The article's recommendation on semantic fault injection is the one I find most actionable. Deliberately simulating stale retrieval, incomplete context assembly, token boundary pressure in pre-production. The point is that staging always looks better than production. You want to find out how the system behaves when conditions are slightly worse, because that's what production actually is.
The circuit breaker framing is the one that's going to be a hard sell, though. The article calls for safe halt conditions defined before deployment. If a system can't maintain grounding or validate context integrity, it should stop cleanly and hand off to a human. That's asking enterprises to ship an AI system that visibly refuses to answer sometimes.
Which is the right call, technically. A graceful halt is almost always safer than a fluent error. The failure mode the article is warning about is exactly the opposite. Systems designed to keep going because confident output creates the illusion of correctness. That's the expensive one. Justy, the most dangerous output isn't garbled. It's wrong and polished.
Agreed. I just think the market isn't there yet on accepting visible uncertainty as a feature. That's a positioning problem someone has to solve. Nobody's pitching, "Our AI will tell you when it doesn't know," as a headline.
They should be, because the enterprises that figure out reliability under production stress, not the ones with the best benchmarks, those are the ones that end up with durable competitive advantage as models commoditize. The article's maturity curve point is solid. Adoption was the differentiator 2 years ago. Reliability is what's next.
All right, Build Next. What do we actually test?
Two things. If you're on a team running any kind of RAG pipeline, pull your retrieval logs and check timestamp distributions on what's actually being returned. Not what your freshness policy says, what's landing in context. You'll probably find the stale retrieval problem is already happening. That's a one afternoon audit, no new tooling required. For something more structured, look at Langsmith or Arise Phoenix. Both have tracing layers that get you closer to behavioral test.
And if you're a solo builder, the semantic fault injection idea is honestly a good weekend project on its own. Write a wrapper that randomly degrades your retrieval results with stale data and see if your evals catch it. Most of the time they won't, and that's the point. That's episode 325. The model isn't the whole risk. The untested system around it is.